Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of what it means to have eternal life in us. We've been on this for several weeks. We've got this week and next week, and we'll conclude. This is vital information. Few Christians know that they have a living, organic union with Almighty God through Jesus. I talk to a lot of people, interact with a lot of people, and I'm amazed at the number of people who've never heard this before. So I'm doing a lot of repetition. I don't apologize for that because I realize that this may be new information to a lot of people. And it takes time to even really hear what's being said, let alone get to the point where you believe it. But this can revolutionize your Christian life. See, we talk a lot in these broadcasts about learning to see reality as it truly is, or the way things really are according to God, so that we can walk in the light of it and then effectively demonstrate His will in this earth. Part of learning to see reality as it truly is means learning to see ourselves as we truly are in relation to God. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior today, you are born of God through the new birth. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 says, "This is whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." Don't hear this as church words. Hear what's being said. As much as through your first birth you were born of your mother and father and partook of the life in them, they gave you life. We all know that. Well, God gives you life when you're born again. Your mother and father gave you the life that's in them. God gives you the life that's in Him when you're born again. See, God created human beings with the capacity to receive His life into our innermost being, our spirit. When we believe on Jesus, God gives us eternal life, and we are born again. Eternal life is the uncreated life in God. It is the being and substance of God Himself. It's not live forever life. You had that already. Every human being is going to live forever, either in heaven or hell. No, it's the actual life in God Himself. John chapter 1, verse 4 says, speaking of Jesus, "In Him is life, and that life is the light of men." John 5:26 says, "The Father has life in Himself." God is life. He has life, and His life is the light of men. When you believe on Him, that life comes into you. You now have in you, if you're born again, you now have in you, in your spirit, something you did not have before, the uncreated eternal life in God. The Bible uses three word pictures to describe the believer's relationship to Christ, and all of them depict union and shared life: vine and branch, head and body, and husband and wife. When we believe on Jesus, we are united to the uncreated eternal life in God. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Believeth in, whosoever believeth in Him, those words are literally believe into in the original Greek. When you believed on Jesus as Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit united you to the life in God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 says, "And this testimony is that God has given us eternal life, and this life is given through union with His Son." The life that's in the Son is the life that's in you now. If you're born again, there's something in your spirit that was not there before you believed, eternal life, which is the life and nature of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 that says through 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says, "Through believing on Jesus, we become partakers of the divine nature." You don't become God, you partake of his life. You now have something of him in you. It is a present tense possession. You are a partaker of the substance and being of God himself. He that believeth hath eternal life, John 3:36 says. He that believeth hath eternal life, John 6:47 says. He that hath the Son hath life, 1 John 5:12 says. If this makes you a little uncomfortable, maybe you're thinking, gosh, that's how New Age people talk. Shirley MacLaine talks like that. If you will listen to her, what she tells you is all human beings have eternal life in them, always, forever. We always have had it. We just don't know it. We need to find the divine in us. That's not what I'm saying. You were dead in trespasses and sins before you knew Jesus as Savior and Lord. You were dead. You were cut off from life. And so was I. We were by nature objects of God's wrath, sinners according to the scripture. You had to receive that life by believing on Jesus and the Holy Spirit uniting you to the life that's in him. Whatever's in that life is in you now because that life is in you. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, but the man who is in union with the Lord is spiritually one with him. See, that's how God changed you from an object of wrath with a sin nature, an unrighteous, unholy sinner. That's how he changed you into a holy, righteous son or daughter by filling you with his life. Something of himself is in you now. The condition of your spirit is the basis of your identity. You are born of God, a new creature, through your union with Christ. Let me read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. This is William's translation. So if anybody is in union with Christ, he is the work of a new creation. The old condition has passed away. A new condition has come. Now, everybody knows that verse. I'm a new creature, if any man be in Christ. But do you know it is something more than a wall plaque verse? Do you realize that there has been a new creation in you? You were dead in your spirit, lacking the life of God, by nature an object of God's wrath, a sinner, an unholy, unrighteous child of the devil. But a new creation has taken place with the entrance of God's life. You have become a new creature, a son or daughter of God by birth. Whatever's in that life is in you. There's holiness, righteousness, peace, joy, healing, health, love in that life. And that's all in you now. Jesus is now in us by his life as our unceasing source of life. We talked about that last week, as a branch of the vine. The branch has an unceasing source of life because it's in union with the vine. Jesus is now in us by his life as our unceasing source of life to continually enable us to walk as he walked in this life and to continually enable us to bear much fruit. Fruit is outward evidence of the life within. We talked about that last week. The standard for Christian behavior is not be good and try hard. You're only human, give it your best shot. Nowhere does the Bible say anything like that. It says walk even as Jesus walked in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. If any man says he abides in Christ, he ought to walk even as Jesus walked. Through the new birth, we receive more than forgiveness of sins. We receive a new nature, the life of God. Christianity is not about being good and trying hard. I believe in being good and trying hard. But that's not what Christianity is about. Christianity is about transformation. We are transformed from unholy, unrighteous children of the devil into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God by receiving eternal life. The new birth takes place in our spirit, and it is the beginning of a process that will ultimately transform our entire being, conforming us to the image of Christ. When our bodies are resurrected from the dead or glorified, and right now in this life, our soul, which is our mind and our emotions, and our physical body, were not directly affected by the new birth. But it is God's plan that we have outward expressions of these inward changes in our soul and our body in this life before we're fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ at the resurrection of the dead. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, but it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." But now, in this life, it's God's plan that we have outward expressions of these inward changes in both our soul and body, in the form of peace, patience, love, strength for service, and physical healing. Not only did God create us with the capacity to receive his life in our innermost being, it is his desire that we learn to live by the power of his life in us and express him to the world around us. Now, this isn't going to happen automatically. We must know what we are and what we have because we're born of God, and we have to believe it in order to experience it now in this life. That's the point that we've been making. Every Christian has the uncreated eternal life of God in them, but not every Christian knows it, not every Christian believes it, and not every Christian experiences Christ as their power and their strength and their health and their patience and their joy. We have to know what we have, and we have to believe it in order to experience it. We have to learn to see ourselves as we truly are so that we can walk in it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, which is right before verse 17, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature," says, "From this moment on," Paul wrote this, "from this moment on, I do not estimate anybody by the standard of outward appearances. Although I once did estimate Christ by this standard, I do not do so any longer." We are no longer to assess ourselves by how we look outwardly or how we feel outwardly. We're to assess ourselves by the condition of our spirit. The condition of our spirit is the basis of our identity. What you are, because you're in union with God, what you are because you're born of God, is the basis of your identity. That's how we're supposed to assess ourselves. I'm a whole lot bigger on the inside than I am on the outside, because on the inside, I'm filled up with the life and the nature of God. The greater one is in me, and he's made me bigger than anything on the outside. When we know what we are because we're born of God and believe it, we will experience the effects of our union with Christ in this life. Most of us assess ourselves by what we feel. If I feel something, it must be so. But there's a greater reality. The inward changes because of our union with Christ. God has given us his word to show us the way we really are. We're going to continue our discussion this week. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jameson, at 4720 Jameson. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.